This is the word for tonight. How to identify what God thinks of you and I. And you're getting it from St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 1. And what we need to do, if you don't have the NIV, then maybe it'd be easier just to kind of close your eyes and digest. Because what I would recommend that you take is a pencil and change the words. So St. Paul is telling them, the Ephesians, what God is thinking about them. So automatically, when you personalize this, it becomes your prayer to yourself. And it is God's word. It's not man's opinion of you. So it says, in verse 1, we'll start off, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, notice not by the will of man, to the saints in Ephesus. Well, this is to the saints in Chicopee right now. Amen? So to the saints in Chicopee, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Notice again, it's in Christ Jesus. It's in the anointed. Amen? Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ or in the anointing. For he chose me in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Try that part on for size. Say, he chose me. In him. Before the creation of the world. To be holy. And blameless. In his sight. In love. He predestined me. To be adopted. As his sons and daughters. Through Jesus. The anointed one. In accordance. With his pleasure and will. To the praise. Of his glorious grace. Which he has freely given to me. In the one he loves. In him. In him I have redemption. Through his blood. The forgiveness of my sin. In accordance. With the riches of God's grace. That he lavished on me. With all wisdom. And understanding. And he made known to me the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in the anointing, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even the anointed. In him I was also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity of the purpose of his will, in order that I, who were the first to hope in the anointing, might be for the praise of his glory. And I also was included in Christ when I heard the word of truth, The gospel of my salvation. Having believed that I was marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing my inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about the faith in the Lord Jesus, his love for me as a saint, I have not stopped giving thanks to him, remembering all these in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of my Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that I may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of my heart will be enlightened in order that I may know the hope to which he has called me, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for me, because I believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. For as for me, I was dead in my transgressions and sins in which I used to live when I followed the ways of the world and the rulers of the kingdoms of the air and the spirits who are now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and its thoughts. Like the rest, I was by nature an object of wrath. But because of his great love for me, God, who is also rich in mercy, made me alive in Christ, even when I was dead in transgressions. It is by grace that I have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming age,
he might show
incomparable riches of his grace,
expressed in his kindness to me,
in Christ Jesus.
For it is by grace
that I've been saved
through faith.
And this not from myself.
It is a gift
of God.
Not by works,
so that no one can boast.
For I am God's workmanship,
created in Christ Jesus
to do good works,
which he prepared in advance
for me to do.
I would tell you there's a lot more, but you need to kind of digest what you've just said. And when you declare it out loud, there's a work that goes on. Some of you right now, you need to be able to raise your hand. Some of you had some incredible churning going on in your belly area when you were receiving and giving out these words. How many of you felt they're stirring in your belly? Put your hand up. Do you know why?
It's unseating the old.
Yes, you're unseating the old. The old patterns of what you thought about yourself, what you declared about yourself, identifying inner vows. Inner vows are made in moments of despair, brokenness, and abuse. And we react to those in relationships, first of all with our parents, godparents, family, teachers, preachers, and I could go on with relationships, etc. What I learned about Ephesians chapter 1, 2, and 3, because it goes on, and you can keep on going with the same procedure. Just change the words. If you want to synopsize it, I would welcome you to do that. Type it out on your computer. Put a printout on there that fits you with your name on it. Okay? It will impact your life. I can tell you that these three chapters I have decreed to the world, to myself, first, obviously, but to the world by speaking it out, declaring it as a prayer into the heavenly realms. And I'll tell you, you're notifying the enemy, but you're also notifying those angels that are going to work on your behalf. When you notify those angels on your behalf, you will see a change in how you act and react, because when your words are negative towards yourself, immediately the Holy Spirit will impact you with a thought that says, that's not what you declared this morning. That's not what you are now in Christ. And it will manifest in ways that will surprise you on the job, at leisure, wherever you happen to be resting. Even in the middle of the night, you may wake up and patterns of negatives may enter your mind. No, I am in Christ Jesus. I'm seated with him. He loves me. I am blessed. I am highly favored. And this week, he really impacted me with the words, I am. And when you declare, I am holy, I am righteous, I am well, it is well with my soul, the old patterns are threatened. The old mindsets get threatened. But the gift of God's love with his grace is so awesome that your reactions will begin to change. Your responses will begin to change. And your lifestyle will become more about him than about you.
Any additions?
This is really kind of comical, but I did see this. Through a point of... Through a